This is Dr. Inigo doing the continuation of a dictation for a claimant by the name of Amita Adrian. I was cut off, and I'm going to start the dictation from the physical examination. General, this is a 60-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to confusion and decreased memory. She does not appear to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroicterus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant had poor dentition and some loose teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? There is a midline surgical scar of the chest, approximately 20 centimeters, where the claimant had a coronary artery bypass surgery performed. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert, but that was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was barely fluent, and her mood was confused for the time. She did not have clear thought processes, and her memory was poor. Concentration was poor, and she was not oriented time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 appear to be grossly intact. The claimant does have mild left-sided facial weakness, which is barely noted. Cerebellar, the claimant's gait was slow and unsteady. But symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate with mild difficulty. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms of the back. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control was normal bilaterally. Chest x-ray. no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is unable to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to dysfunction of cognitive and memory function of her brain, secondary to cerebral vascular accident times 3. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, heart disease, secondary to coronary artery disease, consisting of 5 stent placements and coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3. Dash has been treated with surgery, appears to be stable at this time. The claimant is not complaining of any chest pain. Number 2, cerebral vascular accident of the right side with very mild hemiparesis, but mostly memory loss and decreased cognitive function. Number 3, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, not being treated at this time, secondary to lack of funds. I do not know what her last hemoglobin A1C was, and she has not been checking her blood glucose levels. Number 4, hypertension, Dash being treated at this time with medications. Her blood pressure was 166 over 77 mmHg, which is borderline high. Number 5, hypercholesterolemia, Dash being treated at this time. The claimant is presently on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. She has had in-organ damage of coronary artery disease and cerebral vascular accident times 3, which were very small. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Amita Adrian.